Hello, this is Shelton Upper School film teacher Hunter Dusing, and I am sitting down today with Shelton Fine Arts Director Anna Hughes. Say hello, Anna.
Hi.
And the reason we're sitting down today is we are discussing Anna's new book. Your new book is about a man I was privileged to know when I was a young boy, your late husband, Tom Hughes.
That's right.
Tom Hughes was a legendary producer of the Dallas Summer Musicals for 33 years, and he brought some of the top performing arts talent to Dallas. Names like Carol Burnett, Katharine Hepburn, Angela Lansbury, Carol Channing, Tommy Toon, Lauren Bacall, Richard Burton, Sandy Duncan, and my favorite, Gene Kelly. Tom, you and Tom were married in 1983.
That's right.
And he passed away in 1994.
Correct.
But, you know, his life touched many people. When I met my wife and, you know, she met you, I mentioned that you were married to Tom Hughes. She and her mom went, "What?"
I love it. You
know,
yes.
They know who he is. So he touched many lives during his time as the producer of the Dallas Summer Musicals. And recently, and you have a book coming out called...
It's called My Life with Tom Hughes. Pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. But what it really is, Hunter, is a personal glimpse into Tom's life. It definitely covers his long career with Dallas Summer Musicals and all of the wonderful productions that he was able to be a part of and be at the helm for. But it also covers our life together. And, you know, we were married, as you say, for close to 11 years. But what's a little unusual about that is that we had quite the age difference. Mm-hmm. When we met, Tom was 49 and I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
Right. So he was this very successful musical theater producer from Dallas. And I was a college senior at North Texas State University at the time, now mm-hmm. University of North Texas.
What year did y'all meet?
We met in 1981, okay. My senior year, and a good friend had invited me to go to an opening night party for a show that Tom Hughes was starring in and raising money for the university. I was a drama major, and I knew who he was. I did not really understand exactly what he did. I had never been south of North Park in Dallas, so I wasn't really sure what he did, but I met him, and we just really hit it off as friends, of course, because this age difference wasn't anything that either one of us thought was anything that would go anywhere. We just, mm-hmm. I felt like he was a really kind and interesting person my parents' age.
Yeah.
But there was a bit of a circuitous romance that followed, and we ended up getting married in 1983 and having three wonderful kids, one of whom is your good buddy.
Yes. Kenny and I remain friends to this day.
Right. So, yeah. So that, you know, just writing this story, the book, it's a coffee table book. It's about 200 pages. It's structured. It starts with how Tom and I met in this really crazy way at this party. I was extremely underdressed. It ended up being a black tie gala, but somehow I was in khakis and a little purple shirt. So I definitely was standing out that night. And anyway, so it starts there, but the book flashes back to the 60s and goes decade by decade through his amazing career and working with the various celebrities that he brought to Dallas. And it goes all the way through the time that he became ill and died in 1994.
So how did this project get started for you?
Well, I had in my possession Tom's personal archives ever since he passed away in 1994. And as I mentioned, you know, we have these three children that are now grown, and I wanted to preserve these wonderful photographs and handwritten letters that Tom had. He has letters from Katharine Hepburn, Lauren Bacall, Richard Burton, and Mary Martin, some wonderful letters and photographs. And I thought, you know, I want to have this in some sort of way that they could access it. And I ended up meeting this wonderful book developer, Janice Leibs Dworkis. She's fantastic. And she's an editor, developer, writer. And she helped me structure the book and get it laid out and edited and finally published. And so it's gotten some good reviews, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Did you learn anything new or surprising about Tom during your time going through his archives and researching for this?
I really did. It was kind of fun, you know. I mean, you think you know a lot about your husband, and I did know there was a couple of holes or gaps that I didn't know so much about. But all of a sudden, things would fall into place. A person would just drop into my life out of the blue and say, "Hi, I was Tom's debate partner for," and you know, give me lots of great information. But one kind of fun thing that I learned, and like I say, I had a lot of these pictures and the photographs and the letters, and then also I went back to Dallas Morning News archives mm-hmm. and Dallas Times Herald and read article after article after article where Tom was quoted. So that made it really nice. We were able to use his words in the book about how he felt about the seasons and the various shows. But one really interesting thing I found out is that he did not intend to make a nightly curtain speech before each show. That sort of came out of necessity.
Wasn't that kind of a trademark of his?
It absolutely was. And so many people feel like they know him because he came out around 1,500 times over his career and spoke directly to his audience before the show would begin.
My mother-in-law has spoken very fondly of those talks.
Right.
She really felt like she knew him.
And that's what I think a lot of people feel like as well. Tom had an amazing ability to be relational and reach out to people, whether you were with him one-on-one or in a huge crowd. He just really connected. He had a passion for theater and loved to share that passion, that he felt anyone who wanted to be at the musicals or talk about musicals was his new friend, and he had wanted to connect with you about that.
So when is the book available, and what is the best way for interested parties to purchase it?
It's available now. It's available through our website. It's thetomhughesproject.com, and you can go right there and order the book, and then we'll ship it to you. And it's also available in Tarabang Bookstore at Preston Royal.
Great store.
Yeah, we love it. Love to support the independent bookstore.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great store.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us, Anna. This has been really nice for me, too, just having known Tom. So I'm really looking forward to getting a copy of this book.
Great. Well, thank you, Hunter. Glad to be here.